Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good day to you. Hello, it's 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Good morning to Gene Cacciarella and Matt Fitzpatrick and Justin Miller and Lynn Dadalch are listening to the DJV program, thinking about things, working through things, which is kind of what we do through conversation here. No fisticuffs, please. DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I mean, that isn't going to happen here, but I don't want you to get into that mode as well. I'm Doug Steffen, thinking about making your life better, what makes our life better. What's the definition, ladies, of making your life? What would you include in effects for making your, what affects your life, I guess with an E or an A, that makes it, what could happen today to either or both of you that would make your life better? Give me one thing that would make your life better, whether it's where you live or how you live, what you're doing with your time.
My life would be awesome if everyone would leave the beach where I live.
Yeah,
because we're trapped inside our apartment because we can't go out to the beach because no one's responsible. And it's just a sea of weird tourists, you know, not wearing masks. So that would make my life
great. Most of the most of them from New York City? Who comes there?
A lot of Staten Island. Just saying. A lot of Staten Island. Yes. The girl who's my hairstylist is from Staten Island. She now lives here. And she said, oh, my God, I feel so bad.
How do you tell whether somebody's from Staten Island or not? Is their accent that different from?
Oh, the accent? Absolutely. The accent is very different from all the other New York boroughs. Totally.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jennifer, what makes your life better today?
Something that would make my life better today.
Yes. One thing and one thing only.
I don't know.
Winning the lottery would be good,
I don't know.
Right?
Maybe a change of scenery. I could use a change of scenery. That's
really?
For sure.
You mean you don't like Victoria and I anymore? Oh, no.
That's not what I mean.
I don't think we're the scenery.
No.
Gosh, I don't even see you.
Speaking of scenery, look out below. NASA has a warning for us. There's an asteroid. This sounds like a bad space movie, but there is an asteroid that's on a direct trajectory to hit the United States the day before the election. Wow, you don't think that...
And everybody's all worried about voting. It doesn't matter
right.
Anyway.
So, it's 6.5 feet in diameter. There's a 1% chance that it will hit somewhere actually in our country. The report was released, and when it happened, people all over social media saying, well, our luck.
I mean, 2020, right?
Yeah, exactly. This year, Space Agency is saying there are three possible points of impact. Framingham, Massachusetts, New Jersey coast, or Sunland, California. One of those three places will be where this hits. How about that?
Well, judging by this year, I can tell you what the odds-on favorite is.
Really? Oh, my gosh. But could you, think about it. There's a hat trick going on anyway this year. The virus first, then the Black Lives Matter, and then the election. But, you know, we all have listened to people who are experts in whether it's medicine, science, astrology, and they all say the same sort of thing. This year, as a combination of events that were in the mix, astrologically speaking, and scientifically speaking, all kinds of different ways of measuring it, this is the worst possible environment, and all these things are happening at once. And so from it, we become better. Yes, do we think that there's a chance that we could all be much better next year? Anything would be better than this year.
Anything's better, right? It's all the way. Did anyone really? I guess maybe if you're a psychic or maybe astrologically this was supposed to be a weird year, but
yeah.
I feel like most people just felt blindsided by all of 2020 so far.
No. Most of this stuff is unexplainable in terms of, well, why did this happen? I mean, we can take the Black Lives Matter and understand what got it started. We kind of understand where the virus came from thanks to the Chinese. You know, I was thinking about this. I had a conversation last night with somebody. We were talking about the business of the China virus and why somebody objected to it. There was an advertiser of mine. I've kind of made references a couple of times on the year, but I'm not going to tell the whole story. But suffice it to say that someone who ran a company who had Chinese ancestry heard me refer to the virus as the Chinese virus and said I was a racist and canceled all the advertising for the rest of the year, which is something that probably cost me $40,000, $50,000, maybe $60,000. So anyway, the essence of that comment, as I think about it, is very appropriate because the virus began in China. I didn't say it was the Chinese people's virus. It was the Chinese virus, like we have, you know, the Chinese, you fill in the blank. There are any number of things. Chinese food, right? It isn't, it's a reference like America. And so what bothers me is that so many people are taking that apart, or so many people are so worked up about everything. Everything is racist. And
well, people kind of forget how we used to label diseases. Usually where diseases are discovered is what they are called.
Right.
SARS is the South, what is it, South Asian Respiratory
Region.
Syndrome.
Yeah,
and
right.
then there's
yeah.
MERS, which is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome.
Yeah,
so
right.
This is not uncommon that people name it after
their isn't that why
found.
COVID is named COVID? Because that is the official name for it coming out of China?
Well, I think, I mean, that's... that's why I think originally CNN, Fox, MSNBC, they were all talking about the China virus. And then all of a sudden they changed their terminology when people deemed it to be racist somehow. I don't know how it's racist other than the Chinese government has got their tentacles in our news media and owns a lot of our governing officials. And so all of a sudden China is able to influence what we call a disease. I don't... And the World Health Organization, for that matter, it's even more than just America. This is across the world. This is how the tentacles of the communist Chinese government have reach all around the planet. I mean, why wouldn't? What's the big deal if a disease is called the China virus? Why should that bother the Chinese people?
Well,
it didn't bother
a lot
the Middle Eastern people.
It bothered a lot of Chinese Americans, though. And I think that's where the networks changed because there was an onslaught.
Well, but that's their problem. Why should it be my problem?
No, because Asian Americans, American citizens of Asian descent, were getting
but
attacked
they're not responsible
on the street
for the virus. They're from China. I mean, it would
right,
be like if
that's
a virus
point.
Was found
well,
in the
we should go
Czech
after
Republic.
The ignoramuses that go after them because there's such
yeah, there,
the
there
damn
are stories.
Ignorant.
I don't know if you saw this, but there were stories across the country of Chinese Americans being spit on because and people saying go back to where you came from. They're from here.
Well,
like
you hear that
happened
after 9/11. People were going up and down
course.
The street in New York and other
That's
cities
okay.
spitting at Muslims or dark-skinned people from wearing a burqa
right.
or whatever, a turban, whatever. And that shows how ignorant because Muslims don't wear a turban. It's just that we are so ignorant about stuff. And that's
well, that's
what
my
drives
point,
me
and that's why
nuts.
Asian Americans were so upset by this because the innocent people walking through parks were getting spit on and attacked.
But it was more than that. I would say it's more than just America that changed the name of the virus. The world changed the name of the virus. The world, and so, look, I don't think that those events happened as much as reported. I think if God forbid it happened once or twice, unfortunately, it gets all the news media attention, and people just say, "Oh, every day Chinese people are being attacked on the streets by people spitting on them." But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how often it happened. Once is too many. But I think the problem is far broader than the United States. The disease was not named or classified by the United States. The disease is named and classified by people around the world, and certainly China's intervention within the World Health Organization and other governing bodies across the planet are the reason that we are not calling it the China virus anymore.
Now, there is another development here that's worth a note. Or two, or a moment or two. That is where Spain is on the case numbers. Apparently, over the last month or so, this has gone unnoticed from my perspective. But I don't like the, I'm not into the numbers, but if you want to look at some of these things, it's pretty amazing how new cases have gone up five times in like the last month or so in Spain.
Yeah, because everyone has flocked to Spain. My family in Ireland and in France, they've been saying for the last like month that Spain is going to be the next big destination or, you know, outbreak, because it's the destination for everyone. There is no sun in the summertime in Ireland. It's like you get rain and it's 50 degrees in June. So everyone goes to Spain. That's where. And so I was talking to my cousin just last week, and she said, you know, all of our neighbors, everybody went to Spain. That's where everyone is now, and everyone's going to bring the virus back here. So she said, she's like, this is really tough because kids are going back to school now for a couple days a week, and the families are just back from their August vacation to Spain, which is a very normal thing.
Isn't it
amazing?
And
people in parts of France go to, and England go to Spain, too.
It's 2020, in case you're just waking up from a long winter's nap. If that didn't present us with enough of a problem, one of the things on the clip of the day at the DJV Show website, djvshow.com, discussion we had on the air of these storms that are hitting areas of Louisiana and Texas this week. You can hear us talk about that and our experiences with these sorts of storms, and thinking about you if you're in the line of the storm. You have our hopes and prayers. You can listen to that discussion. Lots of other clips from the show and the show itself at djvshow.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Remember what mama told me, brown skin girl, that skin just like girls, your back against the world, I never tried you for anybody else, a brown
skin. That's not Beyonce.
This is, he's on the song, this is,
she had a cold.
Her voice is just a little I think this is, it's either WizKid or St. John. There she is.
So I wanted to get make sure I heard before I jumped in and said, oh, there's Beyonce. This is a video story. She's dropped Brown Skin Girl video. This is on the heels of her visual album Black is King, which is a companion piece to the live-action Lion King. Beyonce sharing the video for her new single, which we're hearing a portion of right now. The track features her daughter, Blue Ivy Carter, WizKid, and St. John. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yep.
Okay. For the video, they joined... What, and by the way, this is going to sound really white, and so maybe I'll apologize before. But at what point did we get away from... You know, as a kid growing up, the black artist that I loved as a disc jockey and as a kid, Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke, you name it, they all used their real name. When did it become cool to become the
WizKid?
Oh,
have a stage name? You mean like your buddy Engelbert Humperdinck?
Well, that's a different kind. Well, maybe it is.
Are you telling me WizKid is not his real name?
Yeah. With the Weeknd,
names are not new.
Yeah. Okay, that's a point. Anyway, for this video, these folks are joined by Naomi Campbell, Lupita Nyong'o. Is that how you pronounce the name? I've never been able to, but I think it's
Lupita
close.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Nyong'o, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Kelly Rowland, she's from Destiny's Child. Beyonce dropped the video on Good Morning America yesterday with a statement, quote, "It was so important to me and Brown Skin Girl that we represented all different shades of brown. We wanted every character to be shot in a regal light." The director came up with this black debutante as a theme. Isn't that interesting? You know,
it's a beautiful debutante video. It's just visually gorgeous. Yeah, it really is.
But think about it for a second. When's the last time, I mean, debutante's kind of gone the way of the wind anyway, right? Debuting.
Only in very, well, in the South, it's still a thing.
In Palm Beach, maybe, right?
Yes.
Places like that.
In New York, yeah.
Yeah. But have you ever been to or seen any coverage of a debutante ball that was for a black youngster being debuted?
Yeah. Sure, black debutante balls, they kind of originated in New Orleans. They were a very big deal, and still are. So in certain parts of the country, it's that tradition lives on.
All right, got it.
Not here. I've never seen or been to a debutante ball, but I'd like to go.
Yeah. 26 at the hour here with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you, and Tiwa Savage, a Nigerian artist, releasing Temptation, a new collaboration with Sam Smith, the guy from England. Track written by Ms. Savage and Mr. Smith, recorded in Nigeria. Temptation is the latest single from her fourth studio album called Celia. She's coming out on Friday this week. Savage sang background vocals on the track Eco from Coldplay's latest album Everyday Life, released last November, as well as singing co-writing Keys to the Kingdom on Beyoncé's Lion King companion work The Gift. Sam Smith recently collaborating with another Nigerian artist, Burna Boy, on the song My Oasis. Do you think that's his real name?
I don't know. Burna Boy. Maybe.
Burna Boy. Smith was originally set to release the new album To Die For this year, but the release date postponed because of the obvious plans renaming the album because of the client, the current the climate. So To Die For, probably not the best
right.
title, I guess. Yeah,
yeah. Not in 2020.
I'd say that was clever on their part to figure that out. Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of interesting connections here with Beyoncé. Who is she, the most popular black female artist, you think? Probably.
I think you can take race out of it and just say most popular female artist.
More than Gaga? Or Taylor
she
Swift?
She and Gaga and Taylor Swift would be the, and maybe Katy Perry would be the top four.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd put Adele in the top five there.
Yeah, all right. 28 half the hour here on the DJV program.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. There's no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Don't smoke, avoid too much sun, eat a healthy diet, and get moving. All ways to reduce the risk of cancer. Dr. Timothy Moynihan is an oncologist at Mayo Clinic. He says lifestyle choices can affect our risk of cancer.
It looks like somewhere between 45 and 50% of cancer deaths are due to factors that are potentially modifiable. And a lot of people feel like if it's cancer, it's just simply uncontrollable and nothing I can do about it. That's not true.
Lung cancer due to smoking tops the list.
We also know that use of alcohol, especially heavy use of alcohol, when you combine it with other things such as smoking, clearly increases the risk of things like head and neck cancer, esophageal cancer, other types of cancer, more so than does just smoking by itself. So the two factors seem to be additive. So it's not just one or the other, but the two work together to form a synergy that seems to increase people's chance of getting cancer.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of the black man shot 7 times in the back by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, are now saying he's severely injured. They're calling for swift disciplinary action from the police department. Attorney Ben Crump says Jacob Blake's injuries, to most notably his spine, are severe enough to probably leave him paralyzed.
And to hopefully become some resemblance of the man he once was.
Blake's sister, Letitra Weidman, says she has yet to cry because of what's happened. But there are other feelings she has due to many more incidents like this.
This is nothing new. I'm not sad. I'm not sorry. I'm angry. And I'm tired.
The officers involved are on administrative leave as the incident is being investigated. The National Guard is in Kenosha as major protests continue. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Louisiana and the southeastern coast of Texas is preparing for Hurricane Laura. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying extremely powerful winds are expected to hit parts of his state when Laura makes landfall on Thursday. As for Louisiana, Democratic Governor of Louisiana John Bel Edwards says,
this has the potential to be the strongest hurricane to hit since Hurricane Rita. And it happens to be taking, at least for now, a very similar track to Hurricane Rita. So we should all be very, very careful.
Florida teachers are celebrating an important win in court. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Florida teachers worried about returning to the classroom during the coronavirus pandemic won a legal battle with Governor Ron DeSantis, who wants to reopen schools by the end of this month, declaring that the state essentially ignored the requirement for school safety by insisting teachers resume in-person education. Leon County Judge Charles Dodson ruled in favor of the Florida Education Association's lawsuit. The Department of Education's order, which was issued July 6th, overrode local school boards' rights to operate their own schools, according to Dodson. Dodson also noted that after Hillsborough County, on the advice of local health expert, voted this month to delay reopening for 4 weeks, it was threatened with a loss of $23 million in monthly state aid by Education Commissioner Richard Cochran.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The classification of this radio program, the DJV, Eddie and Doug, there it is. The DJV show is nothing but the best. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, the best. And here we are presenting ourselves, laying it on the line for you every day. Matter of fact, Victoria has something. She's going to lay it on the line for Jennifer right now, right here in your very ear.
I feel like the reason when I see these types of stories trending, I just feel, for some reason, I always think of Jen right away.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
here's one that it will definitely creep you out. This is yet another story, and we've heard this several times now in the past, like, year or so. This is another story of a woman being declared dead who was not dead.
Oh, yes. Do you see that? Oh,
this
wow.
This is nuts. Okay, so on Sunday, they received a call. This is in a Detroit suburb called Southfield. So the fire, the EMS, the fire department, police, whatever, they receive a call that a woman was found unresponsive. Paramedics worked on her to revive her for 30 minutes before they declared her dead. They put her in the body bag. They sent her to the funeral home. And once she arrived at the funeral home, the staff went to unzip the bag and found her breathing.
Yeah.
I know.
You're alive. It's alive.
Can you imagine?
Was she awake, or was she just breathing? Do we know?
They found her breathing, apparently. See, the statement was that she was not breathing when paramedics arrived at her home. They worked on her doing various life-reviving methods for 30 minutes. They gave, you know, medical readings saying that there was no sign of life. So they declare her dead.
Maybe they should check their machines.
I know, right?
All
right. Yeah. Yeah, so and then that was the initial statement. So then the second statement was released on Monday, and they said the fire department clarified that a local emergency department physician had pronounced the woman dead based on the medical information from the paramedics. And so essentially at that point, they said there was no foul play. There was nothing to make any of them believe that something was awry. And it's only when she arrived at when the body was picked up by the funeral home, that's the only way they really, you know, that's how they discovered. But can you imagine if they put her right in a freezer? Or if they didn't unzip the bag? She would have suffocated anyway. So then they transferred her back to the hospital, and she, apparently her breathing, she was having difficulty breathing, but apparently she was still, you know, okay. And I guess she's on oxygen now. She is currently at the Sinai Grace Hospital in Detroit. They haven't, they won't release any more information on her. But, you know, she was about to be embalmed. That's how they, that's like, that just what gives me the creeps.
That is like the worst nightmare. How,
I know.
Can you imagine? And what about the poor people at the funeral home wherever she was?
I mean, wouldn't you, if you work at a funeral home, wouldn't you probably, like, hold a mirror under someone's nose?
No.
Just to be for good measure?
Yes. And that's a great prank, by the way. Can you imagine? We got one for you, and they just have someone scare the life out of them right before. Oh, God.
All right, speaking of life and death, Germany says it's fairly likely that Alexei Navalny, is that how you pronounce his name? Navalny?
So you're asking, I don't know.
Alexei Navalny. I think that's
do your best Russian.
All right. So he's the guy who doesn't like Putin and is always trying to get Putin booted. Strangely enough, he's been poisoned. I don't know.
He just had a bad batch of peas.
Yeah, right, exactly. He now needs, according to the Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany, special protection. He's 44 years old. He said he felt sick on a flight back to Moscow last week, prompting the plane to make an emergency landing.
He's so lucky that he did not make it to Russia.
Right. Yeah, because he would have been...
They would have just let him die.
They would have put him in the body bag and in the freezer.
Right.
And probably a little hammer and tong just for good luck in the end of him. So, this is kind of a strange place. Find yourself... This is a photographic feature that you can see today in the New York Times about a home in a community in northern New York that nobody knew existed. And somebody somehow has gone into the home, taken pictures of it, and it feels like, I know you're going to say this is just like, what do you call, like catnip, like clickbait for me. But I'm looking at the pictures of this home, and apparently nobody's been in the home for 100 years. It's just been there.
Is it just all rotted and...
Well, it sort of gives you... When you look at... It reminds me of a screenshot from the Titanic. You know, all of the things that you saw, the ornateness of that time. Mm-hmm. And this looks like a throwback to the 1880s, 1890s, something like that. But the community is busy, just nobody ever went in. I mean, it's kind of a gate, and you go down the driveway and stuff. It's just weird. Stepping back in time. Imagine, Jennifer, if you could go back in that home, the house that you live in was built by your grandparents, or they bought it. How old is your house? Yeah, it was built by my grandparents, right?
In the 50s, yeah.
Right, okay. So when's the first time you remember being in the house?
Oh, when I was a little kid. I don't know the exact date and time, but I grew up in this house for the most part.
But do you remember what it looked like, what it felt like? The reason I'm asking is because I'm
I remember
in my...
because it's from the ground up. You know, I remember everything looking a lot bigger than it does to me today.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I remember the carpeting. I remember the smell, certainly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. As a kid, I remember all the furniture, where it used to be, all that stuff.
Yeah. The reason I'm asking is because all of us have a memory or two or three like that. My mind went right to my grandparents' house in Ashley, Illinois. Two houses. The one that they lived in was a just a little teeny house, and it burned down. And so they built a new sort of a ranch house near the railroad tracks. And I can remember all kinds of things. Yeah, the smells. My grandmother used to make great pies. They had one of those aluminum formica tables in the kitchen. Remember that? And I still, to this day, have my grandmother's bathroom throw, you know, the thing, what do you call a mat in my bathroom that she had in her bathroom.
That sounds gross.
The bath mat you still have?
Yeah, I don't know why I kept it, but it's still in the bathroom. Yeah. Still have it. Well, I wash it. No,
usually those things don't last all that long.
Yeah. The weird thing
about my house, and it's one of the reasons I don't want to leave it, is if you open the cabinet in the, because I added on a bathroom and a walk-in closet, so I went from a two-bedroom, one bath to a two-bedroom, two bath.
Two bedroom, broke into your house.
Yeah, I added security measures and an armed guard. but when you open up the cabinet in my original bathroom, and you reach your head in there, you can actually still get a whiff of my grandmother. And it's the weirdest thing, but I love it, and it's very comforting.
Yeah. How about you, Victoria? Have you lived in any place where your parents lived in the same house you grew up in still?
No, they sold it. When my brother and I moved out, they sold it. It was kind of just too much space for them. But it's the house that it was built in 1880. And my parents, my grandparents had bought it as a weekend home at the shore, and then they moved in full time, and my parents met on the front porch of the house. And so they were introduced by a mutual friend. Yeah, it had a wonderful family history. And then my brother and I were raised there, and my grandfather, my mom's dad, after he lived up on the Cape for many years, he moved in with us. And so all of us lived together in the house until probably about 10 years ago when we flew the coop, and then that was it. They sold the house, which still bothers me and still bothers Lewis, because every time we're in the town, which is only about 20 minutes south of where we are now, he drives by the house and he's like, I can't believe your parents sold that house. He really, he feels like he somehow got gypped.
Well, we all have those memories, and I guess I'm suggesting you think about the memories that you have, all of you listening, to the attachments you have from when you were younger, homes you grew up in, homes you've lived in, that sort of thing, experiences. In a moment or two, we're going to talk about the post office here and see what we can figure out. What's going to happen when it comes to the election? I've found all kinds of stuff out that I want to relay here as we continue. Also, speaking of relaying things, there's one of the four or five programs that I do every week. It's called Your Hidden Power. And in that, we talk about lots of things from meditation to whatever the science is that you don't believe, because there is a lot of science involved. Astrology is a science, if you will. Psychology and psychology is a science. So we talk about, we have in the current podcast, the most recent one, Your Hidden Power 156, excuse me, we have a discussion with an intuitive counselor named Tony Leroy, who is really, like, you talk about spooky. This guy is spooky, but he gives you food for thought, I'll tell you that much. So if you want to listen to different things and maybe expand your mind a little bit, you might want to check out this podcast every week. It's called Your Hidden Power, and you'll find it at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The SanDisk Extreme Pro Portable SSD, or Solid State Drive. It's what you're going to want to back up all your HD or 4K video, your pics, music, and other content. It's got huge storage, and it's super fast. But as SanDisk's Brian Pritchett explains, it's also portable.
Yeah, you know, it gets back to the fact that we all have more high-quality content than ever before, whether it's 4K video, 360 video, and all the applications, AR, VR, etc. We can go on and on. Essentially, those are driving the need for higher capacity solutions. And what consumers tell us is that they want to keep that content with them. They want that content to be portable. And that's why we designed the SanDisk Extreme Pro Portable SSD, specifically for that person that's on the go that wants to keep high quality content with them.
Head over to SanDisk.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of things here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Doug and Victoria about the post office. The House has acted to prevent changes to the Postal Service. It wasn't clear to me what was actually going on there, what was really being changed, but
the machines
it becomes
were
a good...
being taken out, those sorting machines.
And they were moving boxes.
Why?
Too. It happened under the Obama administration. When you have
what? Yeah, it, but so it, what it, were they doing?
People it make it seem like it's such a unique new thing. They move mailboxes that are not used. They move sorters from
mailboxes
one location
on the street,
to another.
You mean?
Yeah, they move mailboxes that aren't used that or in less used areas, so they move them around to more highly populated areas. They take out mail sorters and move them to different post offices depending on how many people are using the postal service in that area, because there are certain areas that are getting overrun and mail is taking forever to be delivered, and then there are other areas where these machines are just sitting unused. So this is something that happens every few years in the post office to figure out how to address what areas need the most attention.
All right, and so the fact that
really
there's
bad.
An investigation... the new Postmaster General saying that the President's attacks on mail-in ballots aren't helpful. I thought that was interesting.
He also said that everyone should, if you're going to mail in your ballot, make sure you do it at least 7 days before.
Yeah.
So, and I've heard other people say, depending on where you are,
That would be next Tuesday. Because the primary is right
well,
the
not
day
for
after
the
Labor
general.
Day.
Oh, for, yeah. No, for general. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, November. All right, it's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Uri Geller joins us with his weekly overview or input. We've been talking a lot about quantum, and I don't know whether it's quantum physics. There's the understanding of what quantum means on its own, and then there's quantum physics that has to apply with, you know, in terms of what you do. Uri, for those of you who may not know, is world famous because he created, or I don't know, he understood how to take his energy and make things work, or bend spoons, or bend keys. But it's all energy, and we all have it in our mind. It's how we corral it, I guess, maybe, you know, as to how we find our specialty. But you're so unique because you have corralled it, and the other things that are part of your personality that a good astrologer could explain, you know, that's, it all came together to form magic in your life. Yeah, and even though you're not a magician, some people think you're a magician too, because you can look at the camera on a television show and tell everybody to hold up your watches that don't work, and then think along with me, work, and say it, work, 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 and the damn watches start working.
You're really telepathic, because today I got an email from Russia, from a lady, I don't have it in front of me. Many years ago, she remembers me on Russian television, where I asked people to get quickly their broken watches and broken clocks and broken house appliances. And lo and behold, her grandfather's pocket watch started ticking. Also today, because we're unpacking, I unpacked something really, to me anyhow, it's sacred. I received in the very early 70s from Salvador Dali, who I worked with. If you don't know who Dali was, he was one of the greatest surrealist painters.
Look it up, D-A-L-I. That's all. Just look up D-A-L-I.
Exactly.
Why, you said you were unpacking. Why are you unpacking? Why are you unpacking? What are you unpacking?
Because
you mean at the museum?
We are opening the crates in the museum. You know, everything was crated in England. For almost 4 years in containers. Now we brought the crates to the museum, and we are deciding what stays, what goes. But one of my most cherished objects is a rock crystal sphere that Salvador Dali gave me in the early 70s.
I remember seeing that in your house in England.
Yes, and he told me that this rock crystal sphere belonged to Leonardo da Vinci. And, of course, I laughed. I mean, I didn't show him that I was kind of
skeptical,
taking him seriously. Mm-hmm. But I pretended, I said to him, what, you really want to give me this? This is such an amazing gift. I will cherish it all my life. Thank you very much. And I took it. And I so not believed Dali that this crystal belonged 500 years ago to Leonardo da Vinci that I placed it as a mascot on my Cadillac, on the bonnet of the Cadillac. And it was there for 30 years, you know, going to museum from one museum to another museum.
Yeah.
And 5 years ago, just before we came to live in England, I read in the Times this incredible story that they discovered a Leonardo da Vinci painting called Salvatore Mundi. The painting is of Jesus Christ, and guess what he's holding in his left hand?
The crystal you have in your house.
The same size.
Now, all right, let me dig into that a little bit. Because you're so good with people and figuring people out, are you surprised that you had doubts about the gift, and it turned out to be okay? It turned out to be the right thing? It turned out to be what he said it was?
Well, it's such a far-out gift, so valuable, almost priceless. I mean, the painting was sold for $400 million Abu Dhabi. But what's beautiful about the crystal is, you know, we go into quantum mechanics also, where I don't know if you exist. Maybe I'm creating you or you're creating me. But crystal gazing both goes back centuries. And some people can go into a light trance while staring into a crystal ball. Then they can use their psychic powers to see what will happen in the future all over the world.
So we can look forward. Actually, all right. So we can look forward. We got squeezed on time a little. We can look forward to going to Uri Geller's museum. Check it out, UriGellerMuseum.com, and seeing some of these things and staring at that crystal. I want to do it. I want to. You and me, and Shippy and Anna will hold hands while we look at it the first time once the museum opens. That'll be something for us to look forward to, but everybody can see all of these things. Uri Geller at 59 past the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.